good-looking group today. Y'all doing okay? Good. All right. Guess what I did on Easter Sunday besides go to church? Anybody want to guess? Huh? Well, I did Easter egg hunting, but that actually was on Saturday. Yeah. I did something else. I went on a hike. We went out to Lake Washita to one of the hiking areas, and you know, we hiked back in there, and it was beautiful, and you know, it all kind of starts looking the same after a while. You see dogwoods everywhere, and we came back with something. I did. Guess what I came back with? A tick. That's exactly right. That wasn't the good part, but I came back with a tick. But I started thinking about it, gang. If I was out in the wilderness by myself, one of the things that they say I would need would be a compass to get where I needed to go, right? Okay, who wants to be my guinea pig? All right, man, you always want to be my guinea pig. Stand up. All right, here's what you're going to do for us, Caden. I want you to walk. No, don't be looking yet. I want you to use this compass and to go south. Okay? Can you do it? Why am I giving it to him? I bet he's been trained. Pam and Shannon, they look like compass people. Okay. Man, he had it right, gang. You're trying to go south? You're lost, okay? I need you to go south.
I am south.
He said go. But go south. And he's correct. He is south. But he kind of, when he switched it, it kind of. So, okay, here's another assignment. I want you to go west. I want you to walk west. Good. East. Well, that's too easy. Come over here. He's got it, man. Now, listen, gang, let me tell you something. I grew up in the city. I didn't have that much sense, probably even to this very day, about how to use a compass. But if you were in the wilderness and you needed to get out of the woods and you knew you needed to go north, you would get your compass out and do like Caden did, and you would walk out, right? But here's another thing I want you to understand. We live in a wilderness called the world. And you may not know it now, but it's easy to get lost in this world. You'll have friends in the world that'll tell you to do one thing, and you'll have people on TV telling you to do another thing. And sometimes it's hard to know as a kid or a teenager or an adult what to do with your life. But please understand, God has a compass called the Bible that we can use to give us direction about who we should marry, what kind of friends we should have, how we should act, what we should do with our lives. It's called the Bible. Now, I know y'all come to Sunday school, and that's important because you need to learn to understand it. And there's a Bible verse in Psalm 119, verse 105, that says this. It says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. In other words, this is the way I know where danger is, because it's light and it shows my feet where to go. My Bible, your Bible, is a compass for how to live. That's why it's important that on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings, you try to learn how to understand it, because I promise you this, as you get older, you're going to need it. Because you're going to have friends tell you, oh, it's okay to do that. You're going to have people say, oh, that's not a sin. But as long as you have God's Word, you've got the truth about what is right and what is wrong. And that's why, as a pastor, I want you kids to know it, okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for each one of these kids And I pray that they would live their lives not according to what the world says, but to what the Bible says. Help them to listen even to my sermon this morning and maybe learn how to live in this world that is very difficult. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.